Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning. You know, every Friday we take a look back, right, at who's had a good week, who's had a bad week. And I'll tell you who had a great week. Katie Spots.
I know, I'm not familiar with Katie.
Katie Spots rode a boat by herself 2,817 miles across the Atlantic. She finished on Sunday, and at 22 years of age, she's the youngest person to ever do that, to cross the ocean alone in a rowboat. She's back on dry land now and joins us from a hotel room in New York City. Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
So, congrats. First of all, yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
What motivates somebody to do something like this?
Well, the purpose of this row, it was a row for water to raise funds and awareness for safe drinking water projects. So there's a billion people without access to it, and I wanted to do as much as I can to help and do something about that.
So what are the biggest challenges in doing something like this? Is it sleep deprivation? Is it not being able to, like, see somebody's face? Being alone for that long? The quietness? What's the hardest part?
Boredom was a real issue, but I think sleep deprivation certainly took its toll on me. As if rowing 10 hours a day isn't difficult enough, doing so on a boat where you're constantly being hit by waves and waking up in the middle of the night, that really, really made it much more difficult.
But, you know, one thing that kind of separates you from some of the others who have achieved this feat was that you actually were able to stay connected, at least over the internet, right? You were able to send emails, you were blogging while you were rowing?
People were able to follow along pretty much the whole way across. I had a tracking unit where people could see where I was at any given moment, and then an email account which enabled me to do the blog postings.
How many miles per day?
About 30 to 40 miles a day.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is a great week for you because, number one, you're back on dry land, right? And you can talk to people face-to-face.
Yeah, it's good to talk to something other than fish, that's for sure.
I bet you really understood the preciousness of fresh water being surrounded by salt water for all that time.
Yeah, to get water out there, I had a desalinator, which converted the salt water into drinking water. But that is one of the biggest equipment failures out there, is the desalination unit.
So Katie, you'd say you've had a pretty good week, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm just starting to feel human again. I mean, everything's a wonder at the moment.
Well, let's hold on to those vibes, Katie, because, you know, every week we look at who's had a good week, who's had a bad week. Sandra Bullock, you know who Sandra Bullock is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she had a fabulous week winning the Oscar, you know, like a week ago, but this week was a very bad week for her, right?
Yeah.
You know, she learned about her husband's infidelity. I want you to just hold on to these good vibes and don't do anything drastic over the next week, all right? All right, our friends at The Week magazine have found a few other folks for good week, bad week. Celeste?
Well, Tiger Woods, we don't know if he's going to have any good weeks ahead,
no.
But he did make it a good week for CBS Sports and for the PGA. He announced that he will appear in the Masters next month.
I think that Tiger has acknowledged that he betrayed his family, and that's a personal issue that he's got to work out. I hope they've worked it out. I'm sure he's going to still be a terrific golfer.
That's President Barack Obama, of course. Good week for golf, possibly good week for Tiger, but it's a great week for CBS Sports. A record number of viewers are expected to watch one of the most highly anticipated returns to sports ever.
So, Katie, how sore are your arms right now?
Well, actually, ocean rowing, you kind of use your back and legs as a source of power. So
you have no problem picking up a golf club?
No.
Well, here's a bad week. Get an assessment of this here. Florida authorities say that a 23-year-old woman from Indianapolis decided to take a nap in her parked Jeep when a Panama City Beach tow truck came to remove her vehicle. Can you kind of figure out what's going to happen next? Yeah, well, a woman woke up inside a closed tow yard. She found a hammer and bolt cutters and cut her way out and promptly told the police of her situation. Bad week for her and the tow truck drivers both, right?
Yeah.
Did you wish you had a tow truck out in the water there for a while?
I mean, I love to challenge myself, but there were certainly moments I would have given anything to be back on land.
All right.
That's who had a good week and a bad week, according to The Week magazine. We embrace your suggestions on who had a good week or a bad week. You can call us at 8778-MYTAKE. Even as if you're going across the ocean in a rowboat, you can still call us or go to mytake@thetakeaway.org. You can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine that's on the newsstands.
Katie Spots, you win Good Week, hands down, for
Absolutely.
Sure. Thanks so much.
Thank you.